Get a better broadcast, podcast and voiceover voice from the physical and psychological, from relaxation to hydration and everything in between. Yeah, we spoke about relaxation, didn't we, and confidence, about a month or 6 weeks ago, and hydration. Well, we've touched on that topic over the course of the podcast series over the last 18 months or so, and we're going to be talking more about it in our next series, or next series but one, within our particular podcast. So this is going to be coming up, I would suggest, in about 6 weeks or so. Don't know exactly, because I haven't written them yet, when we talk about vocal health. We're talking about vocal health, about eating and about sleeping and about drinking and everything else to help your voice. So make sure that you continue listening to Get a Better Broadcast Podcast voiceover voice. At the moment, we're talking about some of the other associated skills, not just reading, which is what we've tended to focus on so far, but also some other associated skills. Still to come, what happens when you slip over a word, also filler words, but at the moment we're talking about... we're talking about ad-libbing, and when to ditch the studio script is the topic that we're going to be talking about today. I mean, a script is great when you need to fit in the accepted role as a broadcaster, particularly on the news bulletins or a news programme. It's expected that you'll be confident and assured, fluent and natural. As we've seen, to read a script conversationally is an artificial construct anyway, and I've shown you how to do it over the last several hundred episodes. I mean, what would you prefer to hear? A newsreader stumbling through an unrehearsed bulletin, bursting with up-to-the-minute stories, but failing to make sense of it, or a smoothly polished delivery of material that may be, I don't know, as much as, 10 minutes old, but makes complete sense? Obviously, I would hope it would be the second one, but with the tips, the tricks and the techniques that I've taught you over the course of the last 18 months or so, you should be much more confident in picking up a script, knowing where a sentence is going, and be able to get that feeling from experience of which words to intonate, about the tone, about the pace, the projection and the pauses and everything else that we've spoken about. So that's the importance of the script. But why can't broadcasters and podcasters usually work from a script? Well, as I say, news people tend to, of course, have a script, because what they say has got to be fluent. It's got to be accurate legally and informationally, explanatory, and to fit into a set time. But for everyone else, a script is really time-consuming to prepare. And not everyone can pass off a script to sounding off the cuff. Writing to be read and writing to be heard are different things. So what's on your blog and what's on your pod really need to be different. And that means that although you may feel safer with the script, you're putting a distance between you and the listener. You reading words prepared in advance rather than feeling them in the moment. But when you're presenting live streams or YouTube videos or recording a podcast, you can sound much more natural by not reading. And in these situations, you'll be more likely talking to one person at a time. Of course, as we looked at before, live broadcasters are literally broadcasting, speaking to an entire audience, an entire nation at once, perhaps. Presenters recording for social media, video and audio will have their content consumed separately by individuals, not from across the room, but from a foot or two away, maybe on a smartphone, or directly into their ears via headphones. So going scriptless and not reading word for word, you'll benefit from having a much more personal and authentic, even a less polished delivery, and therefore better connection, potentially, with your listener or your viewer. And if you present with a co-host, both of you may end up heads down, reading words on a page, rather than interacting with each other naturally, and so losing the authenticity that comes from looking into one another's eyes. And if you have a script, you'll always be waiting to read your next line rather than having a genuine conversation. The better connection will also come from your knowledge of the material. I mean, it stands to reason, doesn't it, that if you're doing a social video or audio post, you're probably super interested about your topic in a way that you won't know everything about the news story that you're reading perhaps for a radio station. What you're doing is a passion project very often if you're doing a podcast, and you may even be working from a book or a blog post you've written. Turning that blog post into a bullet point list or creating bullets on a topic from scratch will give you a structure from which you can extemporize, you can ad lib, you can talk off the cuff or off the top of your head. You know this stuff inside out already, so all you need to do is to have a route map to get you from here to there, so it's clear for your listeners to follow. So there you go, there's a few bullet points about when it might be preferable to ditch the script. Bullet points, eh? Yeah. How you can kill your presentation with bullets tomorrow. The best way to do them. If you haven't thought about it already, tons of tips to come as Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.